People are also talking about things that have transpired in Muncie. We have some updates. There was a deceased found south side of Muncie, the Muncie Police Department working on that one, and a lot of things to cover this morning. I'm Steve Lindell in studio, live guest. It's Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner.
Hello, good morning.
We are glad you are here, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this, and we appreciate the access and everything, Sheriff. Let's start off with the Ashley Mullis case, if you don't mind, before I forget to ask. Any updates on that missing persons case?
I don't remember what we talked about last, but the only update was that the suspect in that kidnapping case, Sheila York, she did turn herself in Muncie. She surrendered herself at the jail. She was with legal counsel, and then she turned around and bonded right out. We don't have anything new since then, so we were happy she did that. We were going to go get her, but she saved us some time and money, so nothing new since that.
Okay, safe to say the investigation is still ongoing.
Still ongoing, correct.
Okay. Sheriff Tony Skinner is live in our studio on the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. This is Delaware County Today. Are you excited for March Madness, by the way, before I forget?
I am. I'm a bracket guy. Okay. I filled them out. I've got in a couple of contests this year, yeah.
So. Who's your national champion? Do you want to share?
I've got three of them.
Okay. I got Fairleigh Dickinson.
I'd bet you any day.
I would win that bracket if that actually happened. They got Purdue in the next round. So I don't think that's going to work out really well for
them. Well, no, you're going to lose that.
Just saying, yeah. Sheriff Skinner is my guest. Delaware County Today. There's also a case that really had a quick a resolution thanks to the sheriff's deputies. This is regarding a fatality stemming from a hit-and-run incident northwest of Muncie. Tell us about that situation.
Sure. So up near State Road 28 and 600 West yesterday morning, we received a call of what appeared to be a man down in the ditch. Our deputies arrived, and in fact, it was that. It's extremely unfortunate, but somebody walking down the road was hit in the early morning hours, and a little while after that investigation ended, one of our deputies spotted a vehicle that had some damage on the passenger side and continued that investigation and found out that was the vehicle. I can't give a lot of details, but it was, in my words, it appears to be, an older gentleman that didn't know that he had hit a person. He thought maybe it was a small animal or something. Just terrible incident. The victim wasn't from around here, so I don't think anybody here has local ties to him. But nonetheless, our prayers are with his family.
All right, yeah. Thank you very much for that update there. Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams and all that. You're a sports fan. You're probably pretty excited about the Ball State women. I mean, who isn't? They got their WNIT first rounder at home. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
First round tonight, yeah. I was hoping that they would make the NCAA tournament. Yeah. I watched the women play excuse me, several games this year, mm-hmm. and man, they're really good, and they are so fun to watch. So, I'm pulling for them. I think they're going to do well in that tournament, and they're going to go deep. They're so talented, and they're young. They've got a lot of returning starters, so just very entertaining and fun to watch basketball.
Just from a fan standpoint, the dude's getting stiffed without postseason. That was kind of a bummer, wasn't it?
I thought that was a bit of a slap in the face for sure. Yeah.
They were good, too.
They were good. They were fun to watch.
Crowds were up. That was neat to see, too, wasn't
it? Yeah. I mean, I watched some games this year. I watched more college basketball this year than I've watched in a long time. And, chirp, chirp. Go women. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest this morning on, what is it, the 16th of March. St. Patrick's Day is Friday and all weekend, of course. I know law enforcement will be making sure that people are doing the right thing, driving safe and all that.
Right. We're always looking for impaired drivers, so I just ask, if you're going to be out celebrating this weekend, to use your brain, use your common sense, and have a designated driver.
As we are talking this morning on March the 16th, the week to come is spring break for Muncie Community Schools.
Sure
and
is.
A bunch of other schools will do. I really like when you give us some tips about safe travel and keeping your home safe while you're away. There's a lot of smart things that people need to be doing, so let's dive into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Spring break is coming up. It starts tomorrow for a lot of schools. So, some of the common sense safety tips for you and your home, I always tell people, leave at least one light on. If you can put them on timers, that's even better. Make sure your at least one neighbor knows that you're gone to keep an eye on your house or a close family member. My biggest thing is I don't tell people that I'm going out of town.
Same.
So, people never know I was on a vacation until I get back.
Yep.
And the same thing goes with posting vacation pictures on social media while you're gone. There's nothing like telling a bad guy, hey, my house is empty, like posting pictures. Wait till you get back to post your vacation pictures.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Because you're just telling them, hey, I'm wide open. No one's there.
Yep.
So just be smart about it and have somebody watch your house. That's a good one, too. And if you don't know your neighbors, for heaven's sakes, get to know them. Ask around and then reciprocate when they're gone sometime and watch out for them, too.
Sure.
Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest on Delaware County Today, live in studio. Anything that you wanted to cover this morning, Sheriff?
Well, I saw something on social media the other day about you. You had... you got like an anniversary or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've been here 30 years?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
How do they tolerate that? my goodness. Who?
This interview can end quickly. I'm just saying, Sheriff.
Who are these people that allow you to work here? I mean, you're the unofficial mayor of Muncie, so congratulations on a great career. I think that's wonderful.
You're very nice. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for not saying anything about how old I look or whatever. Noah is one of our newer employees, and he said something to me in the hallway yesterday. He said, holy cow, 30 years. I wasn't even alive when you started this gig.
Yep.
Any notable staff members doing good stuff? I mean, that's almost hard to come up with because you got so much good people to talk about.
Nah, we frequently write letters of commendation. We're very proud of our staff. And I will say this. I think I talked about this in January. We're going to have a hiring process coming up fairly soon. So for any of the listeners out there, if you've ever thought about a career in law enforcement, it's a noble profession for a lot of people. It is a calling. And those are the types of people that we're looking for that are willing to step out of their comfort zone to serve their community, to do what's right and to help us serve and protect. Keep your eye on our Delaware County Sheriff's Office Facebook page in the near future. And we would love to have you come out and apply for our department.
Excellent. Yep. Sheriff Skinner, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. You too.
And look forward to hearing even more good stories about you and your people doing good stuff in our community. We need you, and keep doing it
for us,
would you?
Thank you all.
All right. Sheriff Skinner in our studio this morning. Our first segment for today's installment of Delaware County Today. Our news summary coming in a moment. This is the new WMUN.